A big thank you to Bocconi's IGA, they're one of BBM's major sponsors. For all your grocery needs and the best local produce, head out to Bocconi's IGA. They're located at Brinsmead and Edmonton. Bocconi's IGA, they'll look after you.
What's up, it's Guy Sebastian here, hanging on BBM 98.7 Murray Radio, Cairns.
More needs to be done to support victims of the stolen generations and their families, and the French government delays controversial New Caledonia voting reform. Hello, I'm Harrison Peterson with the latest from NIRS News. As we gear up to mark Sorry Day over the weekend, One Stolen Generation Support Service says there's a lot that can be done to make a difference for survivors and their families. Sorry Day is an important time to share and reflect on the experiences and courage of survivors and their families who are separated by the past government policy. Link Up Queensland provides services that help mob who were separated from their families reconnect. CEO Patricia Thompson AM says governments need to revisit past reports to properly implement recommendations, and some states need to catch up on reparations for survivors.
So one of the things that I think needs to change is that, you know, there are these reports that are still sitting on shelves, and I think that we need to go back and have a look at those, have a look at the recommendations that have not been implemented from the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, have a look at the recommendations that haven't been implemented from the Bringing Them Home report, and hopefully, you know, be able to move forward. Queensland and Western Australia are also the only two states that have not yet established a reparations or a redress scheme for our stolen generations. So that's a really important thing to look at. A lot of our old people are passing away without receiving any reparations at all.
Victoria Police are today expected to issue an apology for their involvement in the stolen generation. Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton will give the apology to survivors at a community event in Thornbury. The independent body responsible for overseeing and delivering the upgraded venues for the Brisbane 2032 Olympics has been enshrined in law. The Games Venue and Legacy Delivery Authority is a statutory body that will deliver the new and upgraded venues for the event at arm's length from the government. The state government says it will have control over its own funds, operational independence, and work within a flexible structure. There'll be more after this.
It's round 11, the Sir Doug Nicholls round of the 2024 AFL Premiership season for AFL Indigenous broadcasts. Tonight, from 7:30pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, from Whadjuk Land at Optus Stadium, Wailua take on Collingwood. And on Saturday, from 7pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's Richmond taking on Essendon, live from Wurundjeri Lands at the MCG. Broadcast throughout the nation by the National Indigenous Radio Service.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will delay reforms that would allow French citizens to vote in elections in New Caledonia.
I made a commitment for this reform not to be implemented by force in the current context, and that we would give ourselves a few weeks to be able to allow for a return to calm, the resumption of dialogue with a vision towards a general agreement.
Following close to 2 weeks of unrest on the island, the proposed reform sparked heavy criticism from the island's indigenous Kanak people, who argued that it will dilute their voting rights. It's led to civil unrest, which has resulted in the death of 6 people and businesses looted and burned down. A 2-story restaurant building has collapsed on the beach in one of Spain's Balearic Islands, killing at least 4 people and injuring 16. Emergency services said on X they were taken to various hospitals around the tourist hotspot. Emergency services say firefighters and police forces rushed to the scene yesterday, and some psychologists have been called in. According to emergency services, the roof on the building collapsed. And Australian man Keith Davis, who was injured during the Singapore Airlines flight, says his wife has sustained serious spinal injuries and has no sensation from her waist down. Mr. Davis told Nine, Singapore Airlines have promised to cover all the medical costs.
And we had a meeting with the CEO who's flown in, And that was really positive, and it was just great to hear the level of their commitment.
And that is the latest from NIRS News. To stay up to date, you can follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you've got a news tip for us, you can email news@nirs.org.au. I'm Harrison Peterson. Thanks for listening.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
For our children, we all walk together to keep our children safe, strong, and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Which Way Gambling? Big issue for us? When gambling takes over, it can affect all of your life. We may not know when we have crossed the line. We are a people that are strong in culture and family. Together we can take back our power over gambling and strengthen our spirit. Search Gambling Help Queensland or give them a call on 1800 858 858 for tips and ideas about how to manage gambling. It's free and you can remain anonymous. Hear you, mob. Be brave. And let's start yarning about gambling.
Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane. Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, and big shout out to the NIRS team, too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn over deadly sister, Michelle Levings, singer-songwriter, and released her seventh single, Stand Tall. Now releasing his seventh single, Stand Tall, originally written for the 2023 Australian Women in Music Awards, Olma. And I've got the deadly sister online. Michelle, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
My mob are from Kalrag mob, so they're up in TI. That's where my mother lives.
Okay,
now.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So Stand Tall, here you are, Standing Tall, approached by for the 2023 Australian Women in Music Awards, Orma, to write a song. What, a couple of months to do that, and you did that, and here it is, Standing Tall, sister, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, it was definitely a big and it was a great honour to be asked, but it was also a really big challenge to make a song in 2 months, for sure.
Good. Seventh single. So, John Ray, what sort of songs that you write and sing, sister?
So I classify it as Blacktronica.
Blacktronica.
So it's electronic music with through a black lived experience lens.
Mm-hmm.
So it has all sort of elements of organic instrumentation and percussion, but electronic music is my kind of jam. Good. I'm really into big bassy sounds.
Good.
And really kind of euphoric vocals.
And solo artist, are you, Michelle?
Yeah, a solo artist. Yep.
Fantastic.
I do it in my spare time.
So how did it all come about? Was that the dream when you were a little girl, or you fall into it, tripped your way into it, or someone dared you to do something, or paid you 50 bucks to get on stage? Or
it was definitely a dream that I always had from a young girl. I sang a lot. I sang a lot in church originally, and always wanted to be a singer and an artist. Yeah, it took me a while to get the courage and the bravery to create the project, but you know, I've been doing it now since 2020, and it's awesome to create some art.
So tell us about gloves and where does gloves come into it?
So the name gloves is to do with the fact that when I was a little girl, I used to always have to wear gloves when I played sport or when I I went to bed because I had a skin condition in my hand,
okay,
which is a very random thing. And my skin had really bad eczema and it always used to bleed when I used to play sport or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, gloves was a huge part of my protection.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was just very fitting in terms of something I had to wear over my skin to be protected.
And do you still have the skin disease as such, Michelle?
No, I don't have eczema as much. Like, it's something that does flare up every now and then during the change of season. And, yeah, it's something that my family have to deal with as well. Like, my daughter has it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just, as a young girl, gloves was a huge part of my everyday kind of life, and so it seemed fitting to call myself gloves.
Seems fitting. I'm loving that. And if you're performing on stage and if it flares up, you wear gloves and it just suits the part anyway. It looks good, girl. Part of the genre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
too
deadly, sister. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a part of the reason behind the name anyway.
Lovely. It suits you.
It's about healing. It's part of you. The whole project is about healing, and cool. So gloves were a way for me to heal.
Yeah, and we're talking about songs and writing songs, and songwriter you are. Songs are, well, they're stories, and you can deliver messages, can't you? And that's what I'm picking up with you, Michelle.
Yeah, I love creating messages in music, but also visually and through my music videos. There's, like, you know, a big focus on a message in the song, and so... Yeah, I think if you're going to go through the process of creating a song and you know, working on it to be recorded, I want it to sort of say something important to me. So that's what Stand Tall is about.
Fantastic. Now, are you a full-time singer-songwriter?
I'm not full-time. I also work for Women's Legal Service Queensland, which is an organisation that provides free legal service to women escaping domestic violence.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I do for community in my spare time. Well, I mean, I don't really have any spare time. Yeah, that's what I do. I work in community and also create music.
Yeah, beautiful. So it's about keeping the dream alive and any spare time you got, invest in it. They say empires are built after errors. And that's what you're doing, building your dream, so to speak. But look, thank you so very much. We're about to play Stand Tall. Thank you for sharing with us. Congratulations, 7th single. And you're not finished yet. You just keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Stay strong, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All the best, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Deadly yarn there. Michelle Levins, her name is, singer-songwriter, releasing her 7th single, Stand Tall. You Deadly Mob, take a listen. Stand Tall, too deadly.
You shone the light. What I was fighting took me out of it. And when I stumble and need a rest, you fight back my loneliness. You whisper gentle to me. It's a